Sech Bikur Paragimel Mishnah Aleph Ketan Mafrishin HaBikur. How does one separate the Bikur that he will bring to the Beit HaMikdash? Yared Ara Mitosa Deh. Person should go down into its field. The Roa Tena Shebikur. And if he sees a fig that has started to ripen, Eshkol Shebikur, or a cluster of grapes that started to ripen, Rimon Shebikur, or pomegranate that started to ripen, even if it's not yet ripe, but it's just beginning to ripen, Kaishroi Begemi should tie it with a ribbon, with a piece of reed, in order that he can identify it after it completely ripens. V'aymer, and he says, Harielu Bikurim, these fruit will be my Bikurim, and after it completely ripens, he will pick it from the tree, and he will go ahead and bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. And at the time he picks it, he doesn't have to say Harielu Bikurim. It's sufficient that he said Harielu Bikurim when he tied the ribbon around it. For Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afa Pike Chayzer V'Kayra Oysom Bikurim, Me'acher She'itoshu Min HaKarka. Rabbi Shimon said, even though he had already said Harielu Bikurim at the time he tied the ribbon around the fruit, even so, he should go ahead and say Harielu Bikurim one more time after he picked it from the ground or from the tree. As Rabbi Shimon learned out from the Pasuk, that when you pick the fruit from the tree or from the ground, you should go ahead and say again Harielu Bikurim. Sechah Bikurim Paragimel Mishnah Beis Kezen Malan Ezra Bikurim. How are the Bikurim brought up to the Beis HaMikdash? And the person would not bring up his Bikurim individually. Instead, the Bikurim was brought to Yerushalayim as a group, because Barobam Hazes Melech, the more people doing a mitzvah at the same time, the more covered it is for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. So how would they grow up as a group to Yerushalayim? All the cities in the vicinity of the Maimed were gathered together in the city of the Maimed. The Maimed were represented by Klai Yisrael that stood over the Kabbanos when they were being brought. The Kabbanos Sibra that are brought to meet him in the Musaf were for all of Klai Yisrael. And when a person brings the Korban, they're supposed to stand over the Korban. Even though only the Kohen can do that vote in the Beis HaMikdash, but the person who's bringing the Korban should stand there in Yerushalayim while the Kohen is bringing the Korban. So therefore, the Korbanos Sibra, the Tefillin, and the Musaf that were brought for all of Klai Yisrael, so Klai Yisrael should stand over the Korban when they're being brought. Now, obviously, not all of Klai Yisrael can stand over the Korbanos that are brought every day, but they would send representatives, which were called the Maimed, to stand over the Korban for them. Now, the Maimed were divided up into 24 different groups, which corresponded to the 24 Mishmaros of Kahuna and Leviya. And the Kohanim and Leviyim, who did that vote on the Beit HaMikdash, were divided into 24 Mishmaros, 24 groups. Each Mishmar did that vote on the Beit HaMikdash for 1 week at a time. And corresponding to those Mishmaros were the 24 Mamados, representatives of Klai Yisrael, that went up to Yerushalayim and stood over the Korban. So those that were bringing the Bikur would gather together in the city of the Maimed. And there was a Rosh Maimed, a person who was the head of a certain group. And the people who were going up to Yerushalayim would gather in the city of the Rosh Maimed. And the people who wanted to bring the Bikurim would gather together also in the city of the Rosh Maimed, and they would go up to Yerushalayim together with the Maimed. And they slept outside in the streets of the city. And they wouldn't enter any houses. It's because they were afraid that maybe one of the houses contains a mace, and anybody who went to the house that contained the mace would become tummy. So instead, they slept outside. When they got up early in the morning to get ready to go to Yerushalayim, the Mamuna, the person who was in charge, which is the Rosh Maimed, he would say, let's get up and go up to Tzion, to the house of Hashem, our God. And while they were going, they would say, Samachti ba'imrimli beis Hashem Nelech. I was happy when they tell me we're going to the house of Hashem. When they got to Yerushalayim, they would say, Omdos hayu raglenu b'sharayach Yerushalayim, our feet were standing by your gate, Yerushalayim. And when they got up to the Har HaBayis, they would say, Haluka, Haluk, Hel, B'kacho. And when they got up to the Azar, they would say, Ka'an, Shama, Tehalo, Ka.